Chapter 5, An Idea Right Under My Nose. I didn't look at Perenna for the rest of the day. When Katie and Naima asked me again at lunch what I was bringing, I tried to change the subject by sharing my star-shaped sugar cookies with them. On the bus ride home, Zanira talked all about her day, but I couldn't stop thinking about International Day and how I didn't have an idea. Aren't creative people supposed to be full of ideas? When I got home, there was no samosas frying and no scented candles either. Instead, there were three large trash bags by the door. It was trash day tomorrow. My mood matched the trash. Foul. I dumped my book bag on the floor. Whap. Mum frowned and pointed at the book bag hook. Her eyes looked extra big, outlined in black casual. She wasn't wearing her glasses. Zanira must have had a great day in first grade because she couldn't stop talking about it. She was hopping around the kitchen, going round and round in circles. I wish she would just freeze and be calm, but Zanira didn't seem to like being calm much. I rolled my eyes and shoved my bag on the hook. Anissa, did your manners fly away? Asked Mum. Questions like that made me annoyed. My feet stomped in response. Well, asked Mum. Pirina's bringing samosas for International Day, I mumbled. So, Zanira said. We can still make samosas, I groaned. It's boring for two people to bring the same thing. Says who? Asked Mum. I can't copy people, I explained. I must be original. I need an ingenious idea. Not everyone can be creative all the time. You'll figure it out, inshallah. You always do, Mum sighed. Plus, it would be tricky to make samosas for a whole class right now. Mum pointed to a colorful pile of roses that she was making into a garland for Santa Kala. I'm not even done yet. Now you both need to start baking? It's Santa Kala Doki tonight. So that's why you're wearing your contact lenses? I forgot it was tonight. I said baking always makes me feel better. And just like that, International Day floated out of my mind. I washed my hands and reached for the ingredients. In the beginning, Zanira and I would take a long time baking in order. But we're pretty quick now. As I cracked eggs carefully and measured ingredients, Mum helped Zanira turn on the electric mixer. Once the dough was mixed and felt just right, I whipped out my cookie cutters. I loved shaping the dough into different designs. I chose the heart cookie cutter the most for Santa Kala. Then Zanira got out the strawberry jelly and made thumbprints while I scooped jelly into them. High five? Asked Zanira, waving her sticky hand. Her thumb was all doughy, and she had a lot of flour on her forehead. Nope, I giggled. Mum used to have an annoying rule that if we baked, we had to be like ghosts and leave no evidence of our baking. The first time we heard that, Zanira and I started yelling, "Ooh, spooky!" while we cleaned. So now Mum tells us to be invisible instead. It should look like no one has baked. While Mum helped us put the cookies in the oven, we quickly wiped the counters and put the ingredients away. When the timer went off, the cookies were golden brown. Perfection. Mum rushed over to take the cookies out of the oven. With her makeup and shiny kurta on, her polka dot pajamas peeking out, it was funny to see Mum halfway dressed. Zanira and I packed our cookies in a cardboard box with a sticker of our logo on it that I had printed out myself. I ran upstairs to get dressed in the sparkly shalwar kameez that Nanny had sent from the Doki. Nanny was so excited Santa Kala was getting married. She had bought us clothes from her wedding months ago, even before she knew when the wedding date was. I love how Pakistani clothes always have unexpected colors together. This one had an orange kurta and a teal shalwar. The dupatta was tie-dyed teal and orange. I made a note to remember to use these colors in a painting. I spun around the room in excitement before finding my hairbrush underneath a pile of books. I grabbed a matching hair tie from the floor and handed it over to Mum. I hoped Mum wouldn't notice that I hadn't really brushed my hair. Even though Mum brushed my hair extra hard to get rid of the knots, she noticed and braided my hair tightly. I didn't complain like I usually did. Instead, I gazed at my hands. I couldn't wait for them to be decorated with flowery Mendi design. One more thing. Mum plucked a few leftover flowers from the garland pile and added them to my braid. Now I really looked ready. At the Doki, my heart beat fast with the beat of the drums and the singing. Small candles flickered and glittery streamers twinkled in every corner of the room. Santa Cala's friends had gone all out with decorations. My eyes felt like they were smiling as I looked around the room to see all the colorful clothes. Girls were wearing hot pink and purple, gold and royal blue, silver and maroon, and every color combination of the rainbow. I wish I could paint everything I saw. I looked around for Santa Cala. At first, I didn't recognize her in a shimmery gold sari and heavy gold jewelry. I wondered if it was really her. She was wearing a big tika on her forehead that really made her look like a bride. Garlands of marigolds dangled all around her and were pulled aside as they looked like curtains. She was sitting on a silky orange sofa, which was on a stage decorated with fat red cushions. I wanted to go up to her, but I felt shy. Zanira, though, was bouncing on the sofa and telling her all about our cookies. I kept staring at Santa Cala. She must have noticed, because a second later she stuck out her tongue. I giggled. Mom handed me her garland made of roses and told me to put it on a Santa Cala. The garland of roses smelled amazing. I carefully put it around Santa Cala's dupatta, then proudly handed her our box of cookies. Delicious, she said as she popped two whole cookies into her mouth. Her lipstick still looked perfect. I was a little relieved that she never ate ketchup with her cookies. I placed the box on the dessert table. Zanira and I high-fived. We loved it when our customers were satisfied. I hope you're ready to get your mendi done, Santa Cala said. She showed me where to sit. White sheets were spread on the floor with colorful cylinder cushions to sit on while we waited to get our mendi done. I loved how fresh mendis smelled, like earthy leaves. There's no smell like it. As I waited in line, I remembered how, when I was small, Nanny would make her own mendi. She'd put a dollop of mendi on my palms and let me clap my hands together. It made two messy circles on my palms, but today I was looking forward to getting a fancy design done by a professional. I opened my palms wide and tried not to move when Muna Auntie started to work. Muna Auntie isn't my actual aunt, but we call all of Mum's friends Auntie. I loved how neatly she held the green cone and drew delicate swirls and curly flowers. It's different from how you hold a pencil. Muna Auntie drew flowers in seconds. I couldn't wait to copy the designs into my doodling notebook. Can you draw a turtle too? I asked. Muna Auntie paused for a second, thought about it, then drew a tiny turtle in the middle of the palm of my palm. I bounced with joy. Sit still or it'll smudge, said Muna Auntie, squeezing the mende cone. I nodded and widened my palms as much as I could. I was too big to mess up my hands and have smudgy palms. Even though the mendi was cold and wet, I felt cozy and warm inside. Looking down at the intricate designs, I felt all grown up. Just then, my smaller cousin, Ishak, ran by us, leaping over cushions. When he saw my mendi, he held his nose. Gross! Why are you even here? This is a party for girls, I yelled. Ishak pretended to gag before running back upstairs. I sat as still as possible and opened my palms wider. How's school? Muna Auntie asked. Suddenly, I didn't feel warm anymore. We're having an international day and someone else is bringing samosas, which was my idea. Muna Auntie nodded as she drew. I wanted my idea to be unique, ingenious. Most of the class is bringing food, so I was thinking that maybe I should bring an activity instead. Azusa's mum is from Japan, and she's bringing origami. But I still don't have any ideas. Don't worry, Muna Auntie reassured me. You'll work it out. Sometimes a good idea is right under your nose. Next, please. I shuffled away so that Zanira could have a turn. Finally, whooped Zanira as she plunked herself on the cushion. I didn't think Zanira would be able to sit still without smudging her mende. I hoped I would be happily surprised. I put my hands close to my face and inhaled the fresh smell. I remembered what Muna Auntie had said. A good idea was right under my nose. I felt tingly all over. I had the perfect activity for International Day.